every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? Tonight, AEW Dynamite. And we got a card, sort of, got four matches, and it's a two-hour show. No three-hour shows for a while now. And we'll tell you everything that's scheduled for the show tonight. And really, there's only two matches announced, but we have two announcements that I'm sure will play into something. We've also got Halloween Havoc coming up on Saturday. This is the NXT PLE for this month, and we'll do the full NXT TV report from last night. I've been really down on NXT of late. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I thought last night was probably the best NXT in months. I thought it was a very good show last night, so we'll tell you about that. Got a lot of health updates. Seth Rollins, Kota Ibushi, Ridge Holland, all of them, either, well, they're all facing issues, but we'll give you updates on everybody there. We've got an angle that it's like fans were kind of bringing this up and I blew it off because that's how I am, but I think they were right. So I'll tell you about this angle here later on today. Mustafa Ali's contract coming due as well. We got some upcoming dates for PLEs. Jasmine Nix, the Raw number from Monday night, and plenty more. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. So if you'd like to text us, 425-780-7566 is the text message line. 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom joining us here today. I should mention, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, it is After Dark Radio. And we had a guest scheduled and have heard nothing. And so I'm presuming this guest is out. And actually, I contacted old Royce Isaacs. He wants to do After Dark Radio. But I contacted him too late. He can't do today. But he is going to get on. He's got a lot he wants to talk about. So,
really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I asked for a list, and I was like, whoa, this guy knows his stuff. So he's going to be coming on at some point soon. But as of right now, it's going to be a solo show today. And so if you've got any stories you want to share, please send them to me, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. That is brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. We've all got a strange story, don't we, Tom? So send those to me. I'll read them on the air today. We'll talk about some news. I've been reading some books. I'll tell you about those. It's going to be a fun, weird day on After Dark Radio today, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. However you're listening to this right now, whether it's Sports Byline or Twitch or YouTube or WrestlingObserver.com, you can listen to the show this afternoon. So anyway, tonight's Dynamite, and we have four segments announced. Two matches and then two announcements. We have got Okada versus Bandido for the AW Unified Championship, which I'm hoping will go to a 20-minute draw. I guess it depends on which title's on the line, right? I guess it can't go to a 20-minute draw because he's defending the whole Unified, right? Does anybody know what's going on? Because a Continental title's got a 20-minute time limit and nobody's allowed to interfere, but the other belts do not. So before it's been like, if they're all on the line, the Continental title's on the line for 20 minutes, and then the rest, it's like it's all complicated and overly complex. But does anyone know what is going on with this? Does somebody have to win? This guy goes, the announcers don't know either. Yeah, I don't know. Do you know, Tom?
No.
Okay. I don't like Bandido getting that big win this weekend and then just going in to lose. Would you stop it? Why don't you come on? Why don't you come on and talk about that book with me?
You know what's interesting is there is a... I'm looking at the Cryptozoology A to Z book. There is a monster named the Almas.
Yes.
Is that who Andrade?
I don't think it is, but that is like an abominable snowman. The Almas. But thank you for interrupting that that Dynamite preview for that very important
note said nothing. There.
And then we've got Samoa Joe, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Shibata as heels against the Hurt Syndicate for the Trios titles. Trios titles on the line. And we've also got the reveal of the AEW Women's Tag Team Bracket. And honestly, right now, we don't even know how many teams. Somebody, the rumor was, they looked at the bracket in the background, I think there's going to be four teams. I hope there's more teams than that.
Yeah, I would think you could come up with eight teams easy.
You'd think so.
Maybe even 16 if you were forced to.
Okay, so this guy says, I think it was only complicated for the unification match. Tony said during a press conference they would all follow the continental rules going forward. So does that mean a 20-minute time limit?
No interference.
No interference in a 20-minute time limit? Is that what we're talking tonight? Because then we could go to a draw. That's what I want to see. So, didn't Tony have like some interviews the other day? Because someone asked him what's going on with the Continental title and explain it to like normal people that aren't sickos. Like, what is it? Then we've got the 12 belts Mercedes Moné celebration. I presume somebody is going to show up and want all those belts. Statlander? Or are we going to have another surprise? They've already announced a Statlander match for the next pay-per-view, so I guess a surprise would be useless tonight. So, there you go. That's tonight's AEW Dynamite show.
That's it?
That's all we got so far. Yeah.
Last week, wasn't there like an entire gamut?
Well, last week was a 2.5-hour show. So.
So this week will only be 2 hours, 10 minutes?
Yeah, it'll be 2 hours and whatever the unannounced overrun is that then gets cut off by numerous cable systems, including YouTube TV. Seth Rollins posted a statement to social media after undergoing his surgery.
Do you know what the actual surgery was?
They just said a major surgery, undisclosed amount of time, shoulder. I know nothing else. Injured left shoulder is all we've been told, which is actually more than we're usually told about any of this stuff, so that's at least good. He showed a photo on Instagram drinking coffee with his arm in a sling and the caption, "Caffeine and clarity, see you on the other side." Isn't that usually what you say when you're going to die? P.S.
Well,
I love football.
Or when you're going under the knife.
I guess so. But he already had the sling on. Actually, so we don't know if it was before or after. Anyway, he'll see us on the other side, and he loves football. Hey, speaking of, not speaking of him, but his wife. So, people had brought this up, and I was like, nah, come on. But do you remember when they did that first match with Becky Lynch and Maxine? And Becky was, like, yelling at the referee, and then she ended up, like, posing outside, and the ref did, like, a fast count, and she lost. And everybody was like, I think they're going to do a feud with Becky Lynch and Jessica Carr, the referee. I was like, no, come on. What are you talking about? Well, apparently on the match they did this past Monday, I guess there was there were a couple of others as well. Some other recent losses. Jessica Carr disqualified Lynch for hitting Maxine with the title, which, of course, she's going to. Carr was a referee when Lynch tapped out to AJ Lee, and she was a referee when she was counted out. And Jessica Carr on social media said, I don't say a lot to stir up issues, but it's wild that someone keeps talking about me. All I've been doing is tapping out, getting counted out, and taking the easy way out. But I'm the problem. And then Becky's been kind of going on and on about Jessica Carr and all of this and that. So I think they might actually be doing a Becky Lynch-Jessica Carr match.
Because will it be Jessica Carr or will it be Kalix?
Yep, she is a wrestler. She did wrestle under a hood, as they say in this business, fairly recently. Evolve in February and April. So she is trained and she does wrestle. So we might actually be getting Jessica Lynch against Jessica Carr versus Becky Lynch, yes. How about that?
Claire Lynch.
Now, Claire Lynch has passed away, Tom.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't think it was going to happen, but I mean, they're going. That's an awful lot to do to not do that. So I think they're going to do it at some point. And we got some other injury-related notes. Kota Ibushi. Remember, he was injured on the collision that aired October 11th, which means it would have been taped.
It was taped on the Wednesday.
8th. Okay, so October 8th. It's now October 22nd. What's 22 minus 8?
14.
Okay. He's been in the hospital for 14 days.
With a broken femur.
Yeah. He just got out. He thanked the medical staff, Tony Khan, Kenny Omega, Michael Nakazawa, the fans. 2 weeks he was in the hospital. And doctors have told him it'll be at least 2 years before he can get back into the ring. A year to fully recover and 2 years until I can step into the ring. But he says, I believe in myself more than the doctors. I don't believe that. I have amazing DNA that gives me the ability to heal. That's what he said. So, I don't know, man. That's a bad one. We'll see what he ends up coming back to do.
Do you think he has, like, extra chromosomes?
I hope not. He has amazing DNA, you know? You don't have that? How are you healing?
I'm alive.
You got just average DNA, apparently?
Slightly above average, like Mike Sanders.
Can you jump? Can you, like, swing that kettlebell? Can you run?
I can exercise.
You can exercise.
Yeah, you know what I can do, Brian? I took your advice, and you know what I've been doing?
Walking?
I've just been getting up and walking.
I told you.
Don't stop moving.
Chase thought he was screwing with me and you, but he was right in the end. Back in a moment.
Walk to a break.
Observer Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, so many pro walkers here. Walking, this guy says, the cure-all. Funk Monk, walking is a great exercise. Yeti Pot Pie, walked an hour a day now, thanks to Brian. Guanzan, I walked once, it was fine. I gotta get out there and walk, everybody. It's good for you. Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Ridge like Holland. To walk to the pay window.
A Ridge Holland may need neck surgery now. When it rains, it pours. He said, along with his foot cast being removed, he's getting x-rays to ensure everything is healing well. However, he mentioned he's also suffering from a neck injury. We'll get imaging to see if surgery is needed there. He's going to Birmingham, get more x-rays. The foot's good. He can go possibly to partial weight bearing. He says, the kicker is that prior to the foot, I had a neck injury I was going to get imaging for. I got imaging for the post-foot surgery, and I'm going to Birmingham to see the next specialist. Worst-case scenario, I'll need surgery, and I'm hoping the best-case scenario is injections. But I'm having nerve impingement, which is sending pain down my arm. So I'm a little bit apprehensive about what's going to happen because it's another kick in the you-know-what, really. So I will keep you posted. So,
kicking the old Alvarez.
Golly. A lot of this has been like a crazy month of people dying, people needing surgery, people getting hurt, people finding they need surgery for this. I mean, it's been rough. So all the best to everybody dealing with all of this stuff. Mustafa Ali's deal is up soon. He says he's keeping his options open. Man, I don't know where this guy can end up, but this is nothing against TNA as a promotion, but this guy is so good that he needs to get paid. You know what I'm saying? He needs to get paid. And if someone's willing to pay him a lot of money, I think he should go get paid. Because he's awesome. He's also going to get hurt one of these days because he does all this crazy stuff. So we'll see where he ends up. But his deal is up in the at the end of 2025. So we'll see where he goes. We've got Money in the Bank. You ever wrestled Ali?
No. I've never been in the match with him. Been on plenty of shows with him.
Really?
Yeah. As you mentioned, fantastic performer.
WWE has made a slight adjustment to its plans for Money in the Bank 2026. It will now take place on September 6th.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. They keep moving this around, this Money in the Bank. Remember, it used to be in July? Now it's September. That just seems weird, but whatever. So that's the plan for that. And then they've added NXT Deadline, which is going to be taking place on December 6th at the Boeing Center at Techport in San Antonio, Texas.
That name sucks. Wow. NXT Deadline.
Yeah.
It's like every time I hear it, I expect an expose. Like I'm watching 60 Minutes or something. Not
every time I watch
wrestling.
NXT, there's some sort of expose. Whether it's the business is fake or they need somebody to help these people with interviews or something. I mean, my God. What did you think of NXT? We'll get in a little while. I thought it was the best show in a long time.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. As you're sitting here bad-mouthing it, I enjoyed the NXT show.
Well, there's certain things I feel that I'm okay bad-mouthing, like that segment they had backstage with Kalani Jordan. Oh, my God. Holy smokes.
I didn't mind it that much.
But I will say,
it was campy.
You know who's, like, really awesome? There's, like, a lot of people in the show that are too awesome to be there.
The way you're saying this, I expect that it's, like, someone that not someone would normally expect you to say. I'm going to say JC Jane.
Well, actually, JC Jane should be on the main roster.
She is highly underrated.
Well, JC and Fallon both. What are they doing down there? Like, they should be called up. Trick Williams, I have no earthly idea why that guy's not on the main roster.
Let's talk about it.
And the thing was, like, they did that segment with Trick and Ricky in the main event, and Trick talked first, and when it was over, I was like, man, you just ruined Ricky Starks. Like, golly. And then Ricky talked, and I was like, I was wrong. That was one of the best promos. Ricky cut an incredible promo on this show. And then, the one I was going to mention, of all people, I hate her gimmick, Tatum Paxley are stupid dolls. I hate this gimmick, okay? But as a wrestler, except for her finish, which I guess you could say about Mercedes as well, as a wrestler, she's quite good. And as a promo, she's a good promo. And she connects with the people, and they love her. So she's another one. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of talent on that NXT roster.
We haven't even really talked about the two best guys on the show every week either.
Who are the two best guys every week on the show?
Oh, Javon and Leon.
Oh,
Slater.
Javon and Leon. Don't even get me started. I've moved on. I've just accepted it. Although, let me tell you, if I find out who wrote that line where Javon said, "Don't worry, you're young," I was not pleased. So Jasmine Nix is no longer with NXT, and she was on Ariel Helwani's show. She said there's no bad blood between her and WWE, but everyone's got to make a living. She said, "I wholeheartedly felt like this was going to be my life. I was ready to put in the work and see where my journey took me. But it came down to making a living. Everybody needs to make a living. Some people's living looks different for others. For me, after my 3 years and being on TV for 2 years, I expected there to be some sort of compensation for the work that I put in. Didn't end up that way, and that's okay." She said WWE is not willing to budge from the initial offer they made. She continued to say she'd love to go back. I don't know if this is, I can't say this is 100%, but the rumored offer they gave her was, I think, $98,000 a year. It was just under $100,000 a year. And she didn't want to take that. And I'm sure before that, she was probably at $75,000 a year. She said if her value goes up and WWE is interested, she would go back. And she also talked about how the reality show Love Island reached out to her about being on the show. She said, "I wasn't on TV yet. I thought that would be a good route if I went and then came back, and they kind of shut that down. A couple of shows reached out after that when I was with Jasmine. Obviously, I turned those down myself because I was in a different position. I'm on TV. This was my life. I wanted to succeed in what I'm doing now." So she did say she plans to continue to wrestle while also pursuing other opportunities, but she is not sure when and where her wrestling career will continue. So there you go. Jasmine Nix. What is Love Island? You ever watch that? That sounds like it's right up your alley.
It's a bunch of people boning on an island.
Excuse me?
With cameras.
Is that really what it's about?
Yes! It's a reality show.
Dom, is he allowed to say that on the air, or do we have to fine him?
You can fine him for fun, but it was totally fine.
Okay. So they bone, you say? Yeah. Just wanted to confirm that. All right.
It's part of the love process.
Viewership for the October 13th episode of Raw on Netflix, the Crown Jewel follow-up, identical to the previous week, 2.4 million viewers. Global hours viewed, 4.6 million. Blah, blah, blah. So there you go. I don't know what these mean anymore. Whatever. They're there for 10 years, so who cares?
You can't call up Big Data and get him on the show so we can ask him?
Big Data's on every Wednesday night on Observer Radio. Know what I'm saying? By the way, I had a guy yesterday. You know who you are. He's like, "Oh, Brian got his news wrong. Fallon Henley was on the show and she was in a brawl and she's fine." Okay, listen, brother. Fallon Henley was in a match on Al's show. They tried some assisted soul snatcher. They screwed it up preposterously bad. And Soul landed right on Fallon's head.
Zarya essentially tried to lawn dart her.
Yeah.
And Soul was going to catch her midair.
What in God's name were they thinking? But anyway, the point of this is,
you don't remember when I pitched that to you?
Yeah, and I shot it down immediately, like half your ideas. The point of this is, she was, after that house show, on the internal WWE injured list. So she was knocked baddie, I don't know whatever the term would be, and she has since been cleared. So I don't want to hear it, buddy. Although I will say, we'll get into the whole NXT review after the break, I presume that Sol Ruka is really injured, but man, I watched that segment last night and that came off as a, and they made it a storyline. I mean, if she's really injured, they obviously made it a storyline, but there was just something about it where I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. So I'm going to leave that one open-ended for the time being. I want to clarify.
She did land funky.
She
doing
did.
The moonsault, which would have been like the last spot of the tag match that they were doing. She hit a moonsault to the floor and landed kind of funky on her knee.
She did land weird. She came up kind of short. She was helped to the back. She was limping. WWE.com did announce she was injured after the match, and they don't ever do that. So that's kind of weird. And then the way they did it on the show last night, it was just kind of like, I don't know, man. I mean, maybe she has like a minor injury, but they're making you think it's like a serious injury. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I just watched it, and I was immediately skeptical. I don't know about you.
I'm going to see if I can find this moonsault again. Just continue on.
It was a moonsault like off the middle. It wasn't like off the post like Tiffany and some of these in like Hangman do. It was like off the middle rope, and she ran
up the apron and did it off the middle. But I'm just trying to see if she landed on that, which leg she landed on.
She didn't quite rotate.
It looks like
all the
left leg does kind of get caught up in there. But
all right. Okay. Let's see. Okay, this guy's gonna try and explain this. Regarding the Continental title, it's complicated. Tony announced at a press conference, if it takes place on a Tuesday after 4, the time limit changes to 20. If it's a Wednesday after 4, the time limit is 30. If the clouds are cumulus, it changes back to 20. But if Nimbus and an airline is flying over to Memphis, the time limit changes to 60. Got it? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We got the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy, why don't you take us through this show?
I assume you're referring to NXT.
It's correct.
CW last night. Well, after we had a recap of the past few weeks, we had the number one contender to the NXT women's title, Tatum Paxley, come out in front of the NXT crowd. She got big, you deserve it chants. She won a number one contender's battle royal.
Yeah.
We've really lowered the bar here.
Hey, at least she won something.
You deserve it.
At least she wasn't
for winning
gifted
a battle royal. She essentially was, if you remember the finish. She did nothing.
That's right, she did nothing.
Eliminated nobody. Yeah. May God have mercy on her soul. She says this is going to be her first PLE. Promises that Izzy has had her back throughout this run. She says she's going to bring singles gold to the culling. Fatal Influence comes out. Badmouths Tatum. Izzy stands up for her. The whole time, Spears and... what's the other guy's name? Bronco? Is that him?
The driver. Nico Vance.
Nico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bronco Nima is one of the... those other guys. OTM.
Oh, he's one...
okay. Out the mud.
Anyways... JC calls Izzy the leader of the culling, which, Brian, if you remember back when she got rid of the virgin guy, I told you that they made a shift. And you're like, no, Sean Spears is still the leader.
Well, he is technically the leader, but she's really...
no, she said it right here.
Okay.
They went right, over
all
right,
right
here.
All right, fine.
She even said she was the leader.
Well, anyone can
anyways,
say anything.
It's going to be...
as you're what? Well aware.
Anyways, it's going to be... I thought it was Lainey versus Tatum, but it was a tag team match set up for later tonight. A quick brawl broke out, and the females and the culling won.
Yeah.
Stax and Ariana Grace are backstage. They're a couple. I don't know if they've talked about this really on TV.
No, they haven't.
Last week. She was with them last week when they got the match made, when her father, Santino,
yes,
actually made the match.
That's the first time they ever acknowledged this. And then Stax says to her, you should accompany to the meet of the ring tonight. We can consummate this relationship with the X division title. I went, what? What?
I mean, if any viewers were on the fence, I'm sure they stuck around for that promise.
And then she goes, I'll be there chanting. And he goes, we're at work. Call me Stax. And I was like, okay, first off.
It's been Channing Stax Lorenzo.
Yeah, your name has been Channing forever. And shouldn't she call you Stax off TV? I don't know what's happening. And then Leon and Javon see this, and they're as disgusted as I was.
Yeah, but what are they doing? They're hanging out in, like, the doldrums of the backstage, creeping on people?
Yeah.
What is it? They're voyeurs?
Well, I don't think... I by their reaction, no. They were caught off guard by this disgusting display.
I mean, where's Brad Maddox?
So anyway, what happened?
Anyways, Leon Slater defended the X title against Stax Lorenzo. Hey, Stax actually last week put up pictures on social media of himself as a youngster with the X division title.
Wow.
So, yeah, to him, this has been a long time coming. Leon hit a dive. Javon, who was ringside with him, threw the headset on, went to a commercial. They got to find a spot for these two on the main roster.
ASAP. You don't say.
Listen, I'm not young, but I'm pretty sure this is a team that some of the young whippersnappers out there would get behind. Ariana Grace got knocked off the apron into the arms of Javon. Stacks was pissed. He threw Leon in the into the announce desk. Then he stared at Javon long enough to get hit with a crossbody. Leon made his comeback. Tope con Hilo over the post. Sealed the deal with a Swanton 450 splash and retained the X Division title.
This match was quite good. One of the best Stacks matches I ever saw.
I like Stacks. Leon Javon took the mic, said they wanted to fight on the same side against someone instead of against
each
other.
Yeah, this was weird.
In the desert.
Slater goes,
Halloween Havoc.
He goes, people have seen the magic we can do across from each other. What if we stood on the same side? And I was like, you did on this show like a month ago. You've already forgotten. Jiminy Christmas. They're interrupted by Mr. Iguana and La Parca.
No, no. It's not Jiminy Christmas. It's Halloween Havoc.
Whatever.
Mr. Iguana and La Parca and La Yesca will answer the challenge.
Yeah. Are Javon and Leon going to get a puppet? It should be like just a baby.
You, you should just be out there.
Should be like a little baby.
We had the speed tournament opening round here. Zach Wentz took on Jasper Troy. Wentz hit some kicks. Hurricane Ron has everything he could muster at first, but couldn't get Troy off his feet until he kind of cross-bodied him over the ropes, then hit a tornillo. He went for a Swanton bomb, hit that, got a two. Troy got up, hit a leaping body attack, big black hole slam, pinned him. Got the win.
Nothing 55 match.
55 seconds left.
Absolute nothing match. Just was there. Zach tried the best he could, but it was just 2 minutes. Yeah, I don't know, man. Whatever. They have not done the speed title justice on this program.
The NXT woman tossed Kalani Jordan's stuff out of the locker room. Jordan Grace tried to befriend her, but Kalani told her she figured it out. She figured out why Jordan's always around. Jordan's her biggest fan. And she's jealous of her.
The more I think about it, the more I like the idea of this Brian puppet. Would be a perfect manager for these two. Anyway.
Dark State wants to fight the Hardys. So we get a video from the Hardy compound as they visit the Lake of Reincarnation, which looks like you need a tetanus shot if you go anywhere near this thing.
By the way, didn't Santino... Wasn't he the guy that said Kalani was going to be the leader of this team? Like, why are they mad at Kalani?
I mean, she did kind of take up the TNA flag.
Because she was assigned to the role because she won the TNA title.
Well, I mean, they also got to make her a heel.
Do they?
Well, I think that's what they're doing.
I don't know anymore. So, yeah, Dark State in the compound.
Yeah, it appears the water in the Lake of Reincarnation has broken them. And it's going to be broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero.
I hope they film this at the compound. I hope this is a cinematic match.
The entire Hardy clan showed up. They told us that Dark State has been sentenced to deletion, deletion, deletion.
I'm down with that.
Dude, take me back to the glory days of the Broken Universe on Destination America. Anyways, there's a replay of Zaruka challenging Charlotte and Alexa for the women's tag titles from SmackDown. We see them walking backstage. Zari is like, Sol, do you really want to do this? We go to commercial, we come back, we go to the ring, and they are there with Ava. Sol is putting on her cry face repeatedly. Says she's not physically cleared for Saturday to defend the North American title. She doesn't know when she's going to be cleared. There's a lot of women out there that deserve the shot. Ava's like, what about the speed belt? You don't have to do this. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, this conversation is like two completely separate ideas that they just put together and like didn't address whatsoever.
I love
like,
that Sol is...
What does that have to do with this?
Sol is concerned about the North American title. And Ava's just like, what about that speed belt?
Yeah.
And Sol's like, can we talk about that later?
Zarya gets fired up. Hold on, I'm skipping a lot.
Blake Monroe comes out and wants to just be awarded the title. So Zarya stands up for her friend.
She gets fired up and she's like, this is NXT. We don't do handouts. Zarya says she could defend the NXT North American title and Sol's honor at Halloween Havoc. Ava's like, you know what? It's a bit unconventional, but I think it's a great idea.
She never makes any of her own decisions.
No.
It's always just okaying someone else's idea.
Like, I guess unconventional is the proper word, but it's not like we haven't seen this happen a million times in pro wrestling history. I'm curious to know what her decision was going to be if this
wasn't. She clearly didn't have one.
It's up in the men's speed tournament. So Sol says she fought so hard for the title. There's no one she trusts more than Zarya after Ava made it her choice. So Ava makes it official. Then Blake gets in Ava's face until Zarya gives her an F5. And then she grabbed the title. She snatched the title from Sol's hands and held it over Blake. Tavion and Miles are commiserating backstage. Hey, you know, Charlie Dempsey's hanging out in NOAH right now, probably having the time of his life. And these two losers are in the back arguing amongst themselves. Josh Briggs rightfully shows up, tells them to shut up, says there's only room for one of them at the top. It's not either one of them. It's him. And I'm like, you know what? I'm on his side in this.
Well, we got another three-way coming. Everyone's favorite.
We had a speed match, Sean Legacy take on Axiom. They went wild for 2 minutes. If you didn't like that first speed match, I've got to say this more than made up for it. They went nuts for 2 minutes, did a double down off a standing one-man Spanish fly by Legacy. Then Legacy hit one of the best super kicks I've ever seen. Axiom hit a great flying knee. Legacy hit him again, rebounded into the ring, climbed to the top. With 10 seconds left, Axiom raced up there, grabbed a hold of him, hit a C4 off the top, and got the win. This was awesome, but it was too short.
Yeah, you know,
longer match between these.
Well,
two.
Not only that, but I think that they were going to do a kick out of that spot and then do more big thing.
Because they're screaming pin.
Yeah, you could hear the ref go pin as they went for the cover. So this was the best speed match they've had on NXT since they brought him here.
One of the best ones we've seen.
And then straight out of TNA, Axiom versus Jasper Troy is either the finals or the semifinals. Because Vic said it was the finals, but the graphic said it was the semifinals. And I actually think Vic is right. This would be the finals.
Of the tournament.
The winner of the tournament faces, yes.
But I think they've gone back and forth on this before.
Yeah, get it
straight. Ethan Page trash-talked Wagner's mask, said his North America title is more important, said he's going to leave him for dead in the valley, in Prescott Valley.
Wow.
Yeah, Prescott. It's like a couple hours outside of Phoenix. What an odd place for a show. But I've heard it's beautiful. Wine country, baby. OTM, squash, tank, and tank. No other way to put it. Pretty much annihilated him in a few minutes in the match, and then totally annihilated him afterwards, hitting him with the stairs, double razor's edge through the announce table. Crowd chanting huge for OTM. As they destroyed the former champion babyface team.
Well, the Honk Honks are heading to NOAH, so this was writing them off the show.
Oh, that's
what happened.
There we go. Speaking of NOAH, Ren was on the phone with Charlie Dempsey talking about her new Maybelline foundation. Ren tried to recruit Lash, I think. She said that it's going to be the Ren QCC and have some feminine flair. Kendall Gray came in out of nowhere with her belt proudly displayed, her Evolve title on her shoulder. Said the most generic anti-bullying speak, and Lash told her to watch out.
Hey, at least this Ren is believable.
JC Jane and Lainey Boggs took on Tatum Paxley and
who?
Izzy Dame. Lainey
Reed.
She's all that, man. Lainey did the best double underhook shoulder breaker I've ever seen in my life. Booker T starts screaming, give this woman a contract right now. You got to sign her. Get her a deal. And Vic's like, she is signed. She signed right now. To a contract with NXT, and they both died. Probably my favorite part of the show, even though I love this show, actually. Or I wouldn't say I loved it. I love that part. I really enjoyed this show. Anyways, Fatal Influence won when Izzy was kind of on the floor being distracted, and JC Jane leveled poor Tatum Paxley with the rolling encore. And we will roll back with the finish of the NXT.
Yeah, I literally wrote my report and concluded the show report because I thought the show was over, and turned out there was another segment. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your whole.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom, we got one That's more right. segment of NXT and this show. What happened?
That's right. There was one more segment on NXT. Let's talk about it, as Tricky Williams would say. It was Trick and Ricky doing the NXT contract signing for the title. Trick said Ricky's a cheap replacement for him. He said Ricky spent years on the indies, but you never see him there because he's a superstar. Saint said that Trick would fold on the indies quicker than the shirts he wears. Saints is smoother, silkier, more stylish than Trick will ever be. He's locked in, and on Saturday at Halloween Havoc, Trick is locked out. Then they got into a brawl. Saints hit him with an F5 through a table and stood tall for like 5 minutes to end the show as Vic ran down the card for Halloween Havoc. On Saturday, from Prescott Valley, Prescott, Arizona.
You're really caught up on this whole Prescott Valley thing.
I want to go.
Everybody cool. deserves a show. Let's go.
No.
Kind of got excited.
Saturday.
Yeah. That hard? Anyway, I thought both guys did a great job in this segment. And I thought both of us did a great job today, Tom. And we're going to wrap it up. I'll be back later on tonight with Dave. Back tomorrow as well. A lot to talk about. And that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.